What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. And boy, did someone decide today's the day with this one. Shout out to Justin Brink for dropping this one in the comment section. Now, this article was updated on the 18th of April. New York mother found dead in duffel bag was stabbed 58 times, police sources say. A mother of two found dead in a duffel bag left on the side of a Queens, New York road over Easter weekend was stabbed 58 times in the neck, torso, arm, and hand, law enforcement sources told NBC New York. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Officials received a call about a suspicious bag with blood on it at the corner of Metropolitan Avenue and Jackie Robinson Parkway in Forest Hills shortly after 8 a.m. Saturday, the New York City Police Department said. Inside, they found Orsolia Gall, 51, quote unquote, unconscious and unresponsive, police said. Emergency services responded and pronounced her dead at the scene. The New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner classified Gall's death as a homicide due to quote unquote sharp force injuries of the neck, NBC New York reported. A trail of blood led detectives to her Juno Street home about half a mile away, according to police. No arrests have been made and no suspects have been identified as of Monday morning, the NYPD said. The investigation is ongoing. Residents at the home, including a 13-year-old boy, were questioned by detectives, law enforcement sources said Saturday. The woman's husband was out of town when her body was discovered and was returning to New York after the news of her death, NBC New York reported. Quote unquote, what a tragedy just for everyone involved, neighbor John Blankson said. You can't write this off. I think everyone's trying to figure out what happened. How did this happen? And why did this happen? Those are very good questions. But the simple fact that you have no suspects and no arrests, that's going to lead me to three possible outcomes. But anyway, before I go ahead and give you that, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it appears that this went down at or near the residence. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, a blade. She got put to the blade. Up close and personal, another 10. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 10 because this appears to have went down in a upscale, you know, suburb, which is going to be another reason as to why one of the particular outcomes is what I'm going to focus on. And for the brutality factor, come on now, 58 times. This was definitely something extremely personal. So I got to go with another 10. So the Silent Slicer gets a score of 40. Now, my bat brain is going off. My spidey senses are on full alert with this one. Now, the three possibilities that I'm looking at. One, relative. Could be somebody who had a grudge. Because if you look at other articles about this, some of the things that the husband said kind of raise an alarm with me. Two, a possible side dude. Yeah. A lot of suburbs harbor a lot of dark secrets. And the third possibility. This something else that the husband said when he was, you know, concerned about his son. This might have been a possible hit. Just saying. This could have been a hit to send a message. But once again, how is it that whoever this was who did this got so close to her? And they had the time to stuff her in a duffel bag. Yeah. Then you add to the fact no arrests have been made. This is definitely, definitely a dark mystery. But more will eventually come out. Like I said, those are the three possibilities that are ringing off in my mind. Relative, lover, or hit. Well, let me know what you guys think. What do you think about this Scooby-Doo mystery? What is your mind pointing toward? Which one of those scenarios? Or leave what you could think that the scenario could be. Well, here we are yet again. Another woman who thought that the veil of protection that society afforded her was going to keep whoever did this off of her. Oh, no, 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 no. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Read more articles about this particular story. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, just like this woman discovered in her final moments, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the protections that you think you have due to male restraint will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, in those final moments, it's only going to be you and the man that you wronged in some way, shape, or form. And 9 times out of 10, he's going to win. You're going to lose, and you're going to be going in the ground. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.